guys, welcome back to another very special episode of the Motorsport Republica podcast. We've got MotoGP test rider and fill-in Lorenzo Savadori. Thank you, Lorenzo.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for coming on, mate. It's really nice to donate your time, and it's going to be exciting to watch you over Phillip Islands.
Yeah, that's super nice. I'm really happy to be again here. I was here in 2018. Yeah. 6 years ago with the superbikes.
Yep.
Of course, with the can't wait to try the MotoGP bike in this track because it's super nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have a lot of success here on the superbike?
No, only in the superbike.
But did you have a lot of success on the track?
No, it was good. It was a good. I take the pole position in in Friday. After on Sunday, unfortunately, I do a mistake when I do the pole position.
Yeah,
but it was a nice track for me.
Yeah, well, that's good. Hopefully the weather is good for you and we can maybe see you up there again this weekend.
I hope in the weather, maybe tomorrow rain and Saturday. Saturday too. Only Sunday.
Sunday's the main day, I suppose. looks okay. But it wasn't supposed to rain today and we're looking outside and it's
but sometimes
raining.
Yeah, change
so quickly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How's riding the Aprilia? It's obviously such a cool bike to be on and be on a MotoGP bike. How do you find that, obviously, with test riding as well?
Yeah, he's nice. He started test riding in 2021.
Yeah.
We improve a lot during this year the bike. And also when I do a wild card with the test team, I have a laboratory bike. I have much weight because I have more sensor on my bike. Everything.
Yeah.
And of course, it's not simple because I don't work to my personal performance, but I work for the performance of the bike. And this is the goal. I know for me, because I'm a rider, and it's not simple.
Yes.
When you see your name not in front, but...
Yeah.
This is the job, and of course, also here I try to do the 100%. But we have some new things to try for the future. After MotoGP, I immediately go to Jerez to a private session of test, and we try some new things, and we put here to make some kilometers and also to check better.
Nice. And what's the main... Do you have like a main test track that you test the Aprilia? Like, is it Jerez or Mugello or San Marino?
I think Jerez because for the weather.
Okay.
But for the weather condition, because you can use also in March, in December in some cases. Also during the year, you have three track. You can choose three track of the world champion of the calendar. And but you use more, but I think everybody use more Jerez for this reason.
I like it.
That's interesting. How much input do you have for the team with the new parts and the development of the parts?
But it's really important. The test rider are fast.
Yeah.
In final, when I not work, I'm close to the officer rider with the lap time. Because when the new material arrive on track, are need ready immediately.
Mm.
Because now the weekend, the MotoGP weekend is you start Friday morning, but it's not a free practice. It's like a qualifying immediately because the second session is a poor qualifying.
Mm. Yeah.
And on Saturday there is the race. Also, okay, it's sprint race, but. Is for the rider, for the manufacturer, for all the team is like a normal race, and you need to are immediately ready. So when you take some new parts of the bike to the official rider, need to are immediately ready. We don't have a time to try to improve because you don't have a time. Aprilia try and improve with me when I racing.
Yeah,
but it's a different job because in the actual MotoGP, if you every session you need to work for your performance. If you don't work to your performance, you lose something.
Mm.
But if you lose something at the end of the weekend, is a lot. Mm. Because every rider are really fast in MotoGP now. In the last 5 years, the rider.
Everyone.
Are really fast. And for our competitive, you need to work to the personal performance to improve.
Yeah, I feel like test riders have become such an important part of MotoGP, like the last 5-10 years, and almost as famous as the main rider. I mean, look at Ducati with Michele Pirro. Like, he has changed that bike amazingly, and like, it looks, you know, it's the best bike on the grid. So I mean, that's something that obviously you just strive for Aprilia.
Yeah, thank you. yeah, of course, it's not simple no. Because. Especially when you work alone, when you are only Aprilia have only one test rider, you need to work with a lot of things. And for when you are in the race weekend, you can in Lorenzo rider want to go faster, go in top, go see the name in front of the body.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not. Of course, it's not possible because I do a different job.
Yeah. I love asking Grand Prix riders, when you first jumped on a Grand Prix motorcycle, the Aprilia, what did you think? Like, were you just like, fuck, the speed, it's so much. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, I remember because I tried for the first time in Misano in 2017.
Okay.
But because it was a present from Romano Albesiano, because also in the Superbike Aprilia, there aren't official team, but I'm an official rider and give the possibility to ride in Superbike. Yeah. And I remember the night before we try, I was not scary but nervous because I can't wait to try. And it's a completely a different world compared to the Superbike. The bike, also in the last years, the aerodynamics, because the bike with aerodynamics is really, really, really important and also really strange to ride. Mm. More rigid, different tire, is completely different. It's difficult to do a match because it's really... very big difference.
I remember Jack Miller when he first jumped on the Honda back in the day, the biggest thing he said was the brakes. I think it's the carbon brakes they have is so strong, you really don't understand until you grab a handful.
Yeah of course, but the brake is really strong, but I love it immediately because are more strong and also more modulated. You can brake more and much easier, and I like it immediately. But I like a lot also the gear, because there is a seamless gearbox. Yeah. And the RPM doesn't end every time go up and up and up. But was nice. Everything was nice in MotoGP bike.
I love it.
That's absolutely insane. How have you found the development of aero? Has that been something difficult to adjust to? Or?
But... during this year, me and also the official rider following the same road to develop the bike. This year we improve a lot, especially in the engine performance, in the Aprilia, in braking performance, and also in aerodynamic, because we are the first to do a fairing with the... I don't know in English, sorry, but... is an effect ground.
Ground effect.
Aprilia was the first to put this solution on the MotoGP bike. We know it's not enough. We continue to work hard in this area, aerodynamic, braking performance, and also engine. Because we need to improve everybody. The MotoGP improve every second.
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
What's the biggest thing with Ducati and why are they so much faster than a lot of the other bikes? Is it something that you can pinpoint on the bike? Is it just a combination of things, or is it aerodynamics?
Yeah, difficult to say.
Yeah.
Of course, Ducati works a lot during this year. The bike is fast. Maybe if you watch the race on TV, Ducati are able to brake really hard late, stop very well, and also in accelerate is, I think, is the best one.
Yeah.
But also we still working to
Yeah, absolutely. Geez, I've had a mental brain. That was a great question. I thought I was going to say.
I'll ask Phillip Island's thoughts. And he excited to ride around this track?
In the past?
Nah, this weekend's coming.
Ah, this weekend.
Yeah.
But I think in MotoGP, Jorge Martin.
Yeah, sorry. What I'm asking is, are you excited to ride around Phillip Island? Yeah. And what do you think of Phillip Island, the track?
Ah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
You're good.
What do you think? I don't know. Of course, it's a fast track.
Yeah.
Of course, with the MotoGP bike, more faster. Mm. But can't wait to try this bike, and also can't wait to try the new tarmac, the new asphalt,
because I think it's
a key point of the weekend.
Yeah.
Also for the tire, for understand the rubber consumption, for understand a lot of things, I think. And can't wait also to pass in corner one when you brake and you go inside. Insane with the MotoGP bike. It was amazing. I can't wait to try.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, we are proudly supported by the great team down at Moto Heaven. They are absolutely unbelievable to deal with. And if I were you guys, I'd definitely head over to their website.
Yes, you never pay full recommended retail price at Moto Heaven, and free delivery for any order over $100.
100%. And they've got the best, most usable website in the whole motorcycle industry. Dare I say the world. They got parts finders. You can chuck in any bike you want. If it's a gold KX250 or an R1, you can find anything you want. Helmets, they got everything. Head to motoheaven.com.au where you will get everything that you need. That's a guarantee.
Do it. Yeah, we were here for Superbikes this year and they were having pit stops.
Yeah.
Halfway through the race, so I'm be really interested to see if that's going to be something that's going to be implemented this week. Oh, I don't think we're going to find out until practice and see how this retire is going to react because it's tarmac.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think the tarmac was a key point. Understand?
Yeah.
But work during the weekend about the tire and the rubber consumption because nobody knows how much is the grip and. We need to understand well, but also I think that the weather don't help us during the weekend.
No, we spoke to some of the younger Moto3 boys yesterday, and like all they want is like a nice, easy practice one.
Okay.
You know,
like
just clear skies. They could just practice, put lap after lap, but it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it never does at Phillip Island. So, but that's it. That's the challenge, isn't it? And that's what everyone says. It's one of the best tracks in the world.
Classic of Phillip Island in this month. But I remember when I rode here for in the 125 was in 2010.
Yeah.
And it was like today, mixed condition, sunny, and after 2-3 hour rain. You need to are ready for the condition.
How excited are you to have Jorge and Marco come on next year for the factory team and their input to the development of the bike?
But I really excited, and also we start to work on the bike for both rider Jorge and Marco, and can't wait to after Valencia first session for Jorge and Martin for Jorge and Marco to say about the same, the first sensation about the bike in first run because I'm so curious to understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're two very good people that can bring a lot of information across as well.
Yeah.
To help with the development.
Yeah, it was a super interesting test. It will be in Valencia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think for Aprilia as a whole next year, super exciting lineup. And like, it must be so exciting for you to be involved in that because like, I would say probably one of the strongest lineups on the grid.
Yeah. Yeah, and we need to work hard for the guys, and also there is a two fast rider also in Trackhouse.
Mm. Yep.
Raul and Ayura was a rookie, and is good. Can't wait to... We work to 2025 with me in everything, in every session. Every time also in Motegi, in Jerez test, and also now we just working today in Dubai.
Going into the future, how much are you thinking about the new regulations in 27? Is that something that's even on the radar at the moment, or is that something over the next couple of years you'll start testing new items and less aerodynamics, you know, those sort of things?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what is the plan of the director, Aprilia director. I don't know. Maybe honestly, I can't answer because I don't know the program. Maybe in the next day, in the next years, of course, I start to try something.
Still a long way away.
Now we are in 2024, 25, 25 is completely focused. But the next 2 years, because I think. For staying in front of everybody in MotoGP, you need to push at 100% every time. Also the rider, but also the race department in Noale, and you need to are really focused on the goal.
Absolutely,
it's exciting for Aprilia though, because you obviously came back into the championship and you've really ridden this wave now, and like they're really out the front. It's been a long time coming. So as fans, it's really exciting to see what Aprilia can do. Now, obviously, Jorge and Marco are racing next year, but it's very exciting as a fan to watch yourself and Aprilia really develop into a powerhouse manufacturer in MotoGP. It's good.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy every time when I saw on the public around the circuit more cap, t-shirt. We take a lot of affect about the people, and me, but also the rider, everybody appreciates a lot, because when I arrived in Aprilia was not the best years, of course, in 2021, but start to work in a good way, and every time improve, arriving also at win, and we need to, we work to win more races, of course, in the future. This is our goal.
Yeah. And I guess Aleix has been a big part of that as well. He's been for Aprilia for a long time, and he's really seen that brand climb and obviously help develop it as well alongside yourself.
Yeah, of course. Aleix was the name for us. He's Capitano. Because I don't remember, but in 2017 or 16, no, 17 maybe, arrived in Aprilia. And it was, after all time, it's a long time, right? Aprilia. And what is, I say before, it's difficult to try new things during the race. The material need to arrive ready, immediately ready. And Aleix are able to ride at 100% in every session, every condition. And also this is the reason I arrive at the victory.
Have you found, obviously, with Michelin and this front tire pressure issues, everything like that, have you been, when you've been riding, have you found any issues in that sense of your front tire overheating, or has it been something you haven't noticed?
I honestly like the tire. There is of course when you are in the slipstream, but not only with Michelin, also with everybody, with everybody tire have this problem, this because it's normal, and you need to manage. It's really important, the work before, during the weekend. You need to work a lot on this, the pressure, to understand how many bars going up. You need to, this one is, of course, when you take the checker flat, there is the name of, only of the rider, but it's a sport of group. The team need, everybody of the team need to work really well and hard during the weekend and also the championship.
It's amazing going up and down the paddock and you realize the amount of people who are in teams, you know, the amount of personnel come all the way from Europe to come to a little old Phillip Island to race around bikes around. It's just incredible. And I love being in the back of the paddock because you get to they see the real life, you know, what people go through, the emotions, super, all that kind of stuff.
Super fast here, the life. Every time running, busy, super busy, super fast. But it's nice. The MotoGP is fast. You need to have a fast life around the paddock.
Absolutely. Are you staying on Phillip Island, or are you staying here, or are you flying back to Melbourne, or where's your accommodation for the weekend?
For the weekend, I stay here, close to the circuit.
Okay.
I have an apartment, super nice place.
Beautiful.
And after, depend, Miguel, if return, because if return, I return at home, or I go immediately in Thailand.
Of course. You don't know that yet.
No.
I
don't know at the moment. I hope, of course, Miguel return as soon as possible, because we want to have Miguel also on a track.
It's a great answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great answer.
So typical, when you're doing your testing, how many laps over the few days do you normally do on average?
A pre-ride test.
Yep.
Pre-ride test, depend the weather, but not less than 80.
Wow.
Not less than 80, sometimes 105, 110. Yeah, a lot.
Wow.
Because I'm alone and we have a lot of things to try, to analyze, to check, is a lot.
And when you go and try something, are you trying one thing, or are you trying a couple different things?
There is a test item for every part of the bike, aerodynamic, engineering, engine, electronic. It depends what is the priority, and we try for priority.
Mm.
We check the time, because the track is open for 8 hours in a private test, but the list of the test items is really big. It's impossible. Every time it's impossible to complete the list.
Yeah. Oh, we love that post season Valencia test. We love just sitting down and watching. It's just like this year was incredible, seeing the changes and all those sort of things. It's something that we adore.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to one day.
Yeah.
How do you, 80 laps is unbelievable. Are you training? Are you, do you cycle? What's your training, throughout the year?
I'm training like a MotoGP rider, because it's not possible training for 80 or 100 laps.
Nah.
But also when the rider have a private test during the championship, do 50 lap, 60, depend, also 30, depend what you need to try. But in general, I need to every time ready to also to replace to do a wild card, because this year I did a 4 wild card also a lot of tests. My training is similar, it's the same. Like a MotoGP rider.
Do you do much motocross, flat track type of stuff for training?
Yeah, motocross I like a lot, but during this year is quite. I know it's a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
But for the cardio, for the body, it's really important to do. I did a cross a lot with Dovizioso.
Yeah.
Because he lives close to my house, and we do a bit of motocross.
There's a really good Italian track. I don't know if you've ridden there. The MXGP boys go there, and I'm going to butcher how I say this, but it's like Maggiore.
Maggiore.
Yeah, that
but
place.
Now Dovi have a track.
Oh, okay, right.
04
Park.
That must be good.
Good people to know.
It's super good. Super nice. It's... He's fast, and also there is a technical part. It's like a world championship.
Wow. That's cool. That would be handy to have, obviously, your training as well, because people don't realize how fit you have to be to ride motocross. And obviously, that will translate into riding road bikes, super sport bikes, MotoGP bikes.
Yeah, of course. I do some training with the RS before the track. And also in some case, I also do flat track the Rossi
in the ranch.
It's amazing. The ranch is amazing.
Yeah.
Super, super nice. Really, really nice. Really.
Well, hopefully one day we get invited to the ranch.
Have you done any of the races at the ranch?
Yeah. But every time there is a race at the ranch, in every training. I don't go very often because we have to invite. But when I ask to Vale if it's possible, every time he's super, super kind, Vale, and he say yes. It's really, really nice.
Wow, that's fun. We spoke to Brent Stevens, who was Valet's old mechanic for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he would invite all the mechanics, the whole team, and would have a private race just for them. He said it was unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. Every year he would do that for the team. So it was a really cool thing to hear, and it was a great insight by him.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you get to get out on track with Max at all?
Max, yes, but we don't try to get... Because it was last year, I don't remember, in Valencia. I was a private test, and he comes with the bike, with the normal bike, private bike to ride. Yeah, yeah, to Max, yeah. We do a lot of event together,
yes.
Me and Max in Eijkman, around the world, but Max is a super, super person.
Yeah, amazing.
And a super champ.
And you guys do a fantastic Aprilia week in the summer break.
Yeah.
That event's amazing. Yeah. How fun's that to be a part of?
Super nice. The Aprilia All-Stars.
Yes, Aprilia All-Stars.
Aprilia All-Stars is amazing because you can ride by new bike, MotoGP bike, and also two-stroke bike.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It was amazing. And also we make the race with the 660. And it was fun. And at the end of the day, there is a parade with all the Aprilia client. Nice.
Did you ride the two-stroke?
Yeah.
Which one did you ride?
The 250, the RSA. The last
I don't remember,
2008, nine.
Oh, okay, right.
But I never tried.
Yeah.
It was my first time. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because the horsepower and the weight are similar. Because I think I have 105 horsepower, and the weight was 99.
Oh wow,
that's
that was unbelievable. Super nice, super difficult.
No engine braking either. I know.
Engine braking, and also there is only a 3 or 4. 100 RPM to utility.
Oh, that's crazy. Lorenzo, I'm gonna butcher this. My Italian's not that good, but grazie per il tuo tempo.
Grazie.
We've got a gift for you. We know you're very busy, but this is from us to you to say thank you very much for giving us your time and coming on the podcast. So amazing. Thank you for the chat, and we'll see you around the paddock. And good luck this weekend.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye.